Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on this Tuesday, October the 13th of 2020. And I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man, here, of course, on the Miracle Man Show. And we are so glad that you have made the determination tonight to tune in and to receive from the Word of the Lord tonight. And I got a good word for you. And of course, the Word of the Lord is a sure foundation. A sure foundation. And when you trust in the Word of the Lord, you just can't go wrong. You can't. That, my friend, is why I urge you to just stay the course and to just tune in and to just receive everything that God has for you this evening. As we're going to continue on tonight discussing the Holy Spirit. And, you know, being led by the Spirit of God. Not just being led by your own ambitions and what have you. No, you want to be led by the Spirit of the Most High God. And that's very much the truth. And so I want to remind everyone about the book, and I want you to go online to riversofmiracles.com, rivers with an I, riversofmiracles.com, to check out the book, Rivers of Miracles. And it talks about, you know, the great, many of the different miracles that God did, has done in my life. And it's amazing the things that he's done in my life. And obviously I'm not going to tell you all the stories tonight by any means. Because for one thing, I want you to read that book. I want you to read that book and order that book. And you know, it's just an amazing thing when you think about it, that my mom was, had only truly been saved for less than 9 months. Less than 9 months before she had me. Because she first came to my church on Halloween night of 88. I was born, of course, on July 20th of 89. Now, I'm going to get off of that because, like I said, I want you to read the book. And as for those of you who may wonder, so you're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, what specifically tonight? Tonight I'm going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. These are the spiritual gifts that God has given us. And of course, we're going to be dealing with, obviously, our text, of course, is the Word of God. But right now, of course, like I said, we're dealing with the Holy Spirit. And tonight, I'm going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. Tomorrow night, I want to talk about speaking in tongues. And then, what about after that? We'll see where God takes us. Do any of you listeners know what is 3 weeks from today? Yep, Election Day. And we just got to make sure, we just have to make sure that we we have to make sure, you know, that we vote, and we vote Christian. I saw a thing today. I was just going through, and a friend of mine on Facebook posted this, that a couple different groups of Christian pastors or something like that they decided to make a choice, make an endorsement, and vote for someone who biblically does not seem to be the right choice. So if you claim that you're pro-life, if you say you're pro-life, why would you vote for someone who's actually pro-abortion? Why? If you're for the Second Amendment, why would you vote for someone who wants to take your guns away? All right. If you're for religious liberty, the freedom to pray and worship the Lord, or why would you vote for someone who wants to make sure God's not in everything? And speaking of God thing, you know, I think of something my pastor said. You know, a few years ago, we had a school shooting. Obviously, we've had some since then, of course, but a few years back, we had a school shooting. And a couple of people were saying, "Where's God? Where's God? Where's God? Where was he?" You want to know what was said? He was outside the door where you left him. Outside the door where you voted him. because you didn't vote Bible. You voted for people who appointed Supreme Court justices who were not for the Constitution, were not for prayer, not for God. And people are arguing about the Supreme Court. And just, you know, last night I was watching some of the arguments for Amy Coney Barrett, who by the way, would make a great nominee. To be honest with you, listeners, the reason from time to time I take time to discuss this is so you know what's at stake because of it being around the election. And if you voted, then I pray you made the right choice. If not, then if you vote early, I'd wait until after the next debate, after the debate, which is on the 22nd. Watch the debate, see how that goes. Pray. You say, if you're an undecided voter, what do I do? I'm an undecided voter, what do I do? Pray. Watch the debate. It's on YouTube. If you missed the previous debate, the regular debate, you know, the presidential debate, and then the vice presidential debate, you can watch them. And then after that, watch the debate on the 22nd. That's God to show you. Go research the candidates and find out, you know. And we have two pretty clean-cut choices this time around. One wants to pack the court. The other wants to is being very careful who he appoints to the who he would appoint to the Supreme Court. And that's just one of the things. If we make the wrong choice, folks, America as we know it's about done. You want America to look like Seattle does right now? In Portland and in New York City with Bill de Blasio, or Chicago with Lori Lightfoot or whatever that is, or these other places, then go ahead and make that choice. If you want law and order, you care about Christianity as we know it, freedom to worship God as we so choose, then make that choice. And there's a verse that comes to my mind. I've said it multiple times lately whenever I deal with this. I think of that verse time and time again right now, that verse in 2 Chronicles 7:14. God said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. So why, as Christians, we have to vote. 2 years ago, not even 30% of us voted. 4 years ago, the 90s, up in the 90s of those who were registered. I hope that we've gotten even more of what they call evangelicals registered now. And we just got to make sure that we do our part. We pray and we vote. And even at the local level, as we're finding out with this whole virus thing, other things going on, and at the city level, your local vote matters. You want to, if you live in a big city and you want a city that's not overridden with crime, pay attention to who you vote for the mayor, your city council. In this, things like that. What about your neighborhood? You know, what if you're in the city, what about your ward? You know, like your region of the city. Like, I know which ward of this city here in Midland, Michigan that I live in. And my city council member. And if you don't know who your representatives are, you should know who they are and pray for them. Because, well, at the times we live in right now, we have very important choices to make. That's why our vote is so important. And this is not a time to mess it up. Because if we mess it up this time, when will we have, or will we have next to be able to really, truly get it right? So that's why this is so important right now. All righty. Now about donations, if you want to donate to the Miracle Man Show, you can go to riversshukla@gmail.com. That's R-Y-V-E-R-S, shukla@gmail.com, and donate there. Of course, everything you sell will be used for the kingdom of God. And I think of a verse that comes to my mind right now. He who soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He who soweth bountifully, plentifully, shall reap, which means this. Whether you sow a little bit or whether you sow a lot. And again, God does not look at the dollar amount, he goes by the heart, the percent. That's the way he does it. If I have $20 and I sow $4, and then But then another person has $4,000, but they only sow $400. Who does God look higher on? The one who sold the $4, because even though he only sowed $100, they only sowed 100 of what the other person sowed. He looks higher, more based on the percent. But don't give me this thing of God loves the poor more than the rich. were the rich more than the poor. Stop it! You can hurt yourself if you think that. So you need to realize that God loves us all the same. Amen. And obviously, if you sow, you reap. Another thing, verse that comes to my mind right now, Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto him, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. I want to let you know. No. Let me just check the time. All right. Now, real quick, before we sing and get into the word of the Lord, a couple things real quick. Number one, I want you to remember your homework assignments. All of these are ongoing in no particular order. Number one, read Psalm 91 daily. I mean, Psalm 23 daily out loud to the family, to your family. Number two, read Psalm 23, read Psalm 91 daily. Number three, at noon, curse that virus. Take authority over it and mean it. You need to seriously mean it and take authority over that thing. And we need to curse this thing. The enemy has plans for the upcoming winter. And that, so we just need to curse that thing and take authority over that thing and rebuke that thing. And then number four, pray over America. Every day, take some time and just pray over this country. Pray over the president, pray over the first lady. You know, pray over your state. Pray over your city, your township, your, maybe even pray over your ward, your neighborhood, your region of the city, if you live in a city. Just pray over that region. Because, like God said, if my people humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And we have a nation right now that needs a healing in more ways than one. As we got more than just a COVID epidemic going on, we have the riots and hate and other things. We need help from the Lord. Praise God. The other thing I want to mention to you is that, of course, this episode is brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can go to the drive-thru of your local McDonald's and grab yourself an any size soft drink for the low price of just $1 a piece. And while you're there, why not pick up a large fry for just $1 if you got the app? It'll let you do it. But you got to have the app. Got to have the app, otherwise it won't work. Got to have the app and be registered for the deals. All right, we're going to sing a couple songs. Bye. You bring beauty for ashes. Your love is enduring through the winter rain. You bring beauty from ashes, mercy for today. Freely you have came. Make yourself to me, and no matter to me. And that's why I sing your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Mm-hmm. Your love is burning, and the wind is solid ground. Burning, enduring, mercy for today. Your love is enduring through the winter rain. You make beauty from ashes, and come mercy for today, free of all her shame, free of all her sin, you know by her true name. And that's why I sing your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You will be praised, you will be praised. Angels and saints singing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints singing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. Angels and saints singing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. Angels and saints singing, worthy are you, Lord. And that's why I sing your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord, oh, holy. Spirit, you are welcome here. Your glory come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence. Oh, we thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for every one of these listeners who has made the determination to tune in tonight to learn more about you, to learn more about your ways. And I just thank you, Lord God, that tonight that you would impart things to us. Things, maybe some things we do know, but also some things that we might have not known about you, about what you are, about who you are. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time in the Word. Thank you that those who don't know you would give their life to you tonight. And I just give you praise and honor and glory tonight for that in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your wonderful word at work in our life. Thank you that every need that is represented tonight is met. And those who don't know you will give their life to you tonight. And I make my confession over this program tonight that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most important of all, Jesus, I thank you that huge amounts, that a huge harvest of souls comes into the kingdom of God as a result of this great program tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. This Bible is more than a storybook to me, and it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to be talking about the gifts of the Spirit tonight. The gifts of the Spirit. Sorry about that. But I'm calling this the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Like I said, I'm in 1 Corinthians 12. I'm going to begin with verse 1. Now, then, about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. Now, he's not calling them ignorant. He just doesn't want them to become ignorant. Right. For you know that when you were pagans, somehow or another, by one way or another, you could say, by one way or another, you were influenced and led astray by mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. didn't lose my train of thought or anything like that. I'm reading slow because I want you to get this. So therefore, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. Verse 5. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. And there are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. By one, there is given by the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. By another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing. By one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. And to another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he gives them to each one just as he determines. Verse 12 now. The body is a unit, even though it is made up of many parts. And though all of its parts are many, and they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given by one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part of many, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I don't belong to the body, or I don't need you, it would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, for that reason, it would not cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body. Every one of them was as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the eye, I don't need you. The head cannot say to the feet. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. The head cannot say to the feet, oh, I don't need you. On the contrary, these parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body, and he has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part receives honor with it. Every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those about to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the best gifts, the greater gifts. Talk about love for a minute. So we'll read this first passage of chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and with angels, but I do not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but I have no love, then I am nothing. If I give all that I possess to the poor, and I surrender my body to the flames, but I do not have love, then I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy it in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in mirror. Then we shall see face to face. I know in part then that I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now those three remain: faith, hope, love. But the greatest of these is love. All right. Let's back it up here. So, as you see here, we have gifts given to us by the Holy Spirit. You know, the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of this, the gifts of that, and all the different gifts. So let's take a look at these. Talks about how when we were pagans, we were led astray. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking this. Obviously, if you are speaking by the Spirit of the Lord, you're not going to say Jesus is cursed. You're not. In the same way, you're not going to say Jesus is Lord unless you're speaking by the Spirit of God. And, of course, as we see, there's different types of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. Different kinds of service, the same Lord. Different kinds of working, the same God. Works all of them in all of us. And the manifestation is given for the common good, as you see. Some of us have best at the wisdom. Others were the greatest at knowledge. Others, faith. Others, gifts of healing. Miracle powers. Prophecy. Distinguishing between spirits. In other words, you could say like discernment of spirits. Discernment of spirits. Speaking in different kinds of tongues, and others, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. So as you see here, listeners, what we have here is that wisdom that's something given to us by the Holy Spirit. Understanding. Knowledge. Obviously, we have prophecy. But you got to be careful with that. You got to be careful. Don't just go out there and be a PP, parking lot prophet. No, don't do that. not unless you're led by the Spirit of God. And you don't have to be all wacky and spooky and all that, no. Because all wacky and spooky, that's not God. Of course, healings. Faith, of course, by the same Holy Spirit. And, of course, miraculous powers that are done by God. Distinguishing between spirits, that is, being able to discern, the discernment of spirits, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. Now, of course, faith, when we give our life to Christ, of course, we are given a measure of faith. But then after that, in order to build your faith, you have to hear, and hear by the Word of God. If you've listened to the Miracle Man show much, you know this. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hearing the Word of God. Not hearing the late show. And, of course, the message of knowledge. And, of course, you know, all the different gifts that God has given us. And part of that, of course, is being filled with the Holy Spirit. And about this interpretation of tongues thing, let's deal with the speaking in tongues. It's not supposed to be spooky. And when you pray like that, when you pray in tongues, God knows what you're asking for. Even when to you, you're just using your prayer language. Amen, your prayer language. And when you pray in the Spirit, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, in tongues, you are building up your spirit man, you see. You're building it up. And as we'll find out here in a second, I'm going to talk about it. We are made up of three parts. Spirit is one. Soul is another. Body is the third. Your head can't say to your foot, I don't need you. Your hand can't say to your eye, I don't need you. Can't say, I don't need you. Get out the way. Get gone. Bye. Nope. And then it goes on to tell us that we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are. As Christians, we're the body of Christ. We really are. And then later in the chapter, it talks about, it also discusses how some are called to be prophets, some are called to be teachers, and others are called to different things, you know, interpretation of tongues and all that, and all that, those other things. And then it tells us to covet earnestly the best, and obviously there's the gifts like, you know, faith and all that, knowledge, wisdom. But then these certain people have these special gifts, the gifts of administration, the gift to be a prophet. In my life, at my church, Dr. Buckley is a pastor, a teacher, and a prophet. Because there's that passage where it says, it is he, there's the fivefold, you know, evangelist, prophet, pastor, teacher. There's prophet, pastor, teacher. Evangelist, you know, and we need all of them. And apostles, we need all of them. Apostles, evangelists, pastors, prophets, teachers. Or A-E-P-P-T, apostle, evangelist, pastor, prophet, teacher. Now, my church over the course of a year will have all five. When Dr. Buckley's in the house, we have all three of those fivefold ministry gifts that are, again, given by the Holy Spirit. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you should flow in the Holy Spirit. That's why praying in tongues is such a great thing. And the whole speaking in tongues thing is something we're going to talk about tomorrow night in the program. Let's go to chapter 13 and talk about love. If you have the gift of prophecy, but you do not fathom the mysteries and all knowledge, and if I don't have a faith that can move mountains, If I have a faith that can move mountains, but I don't love, then what am I? Nothing. We're nothing without love. If you give everything to the poor, but you don't love, you have nothing. You gain nothing. And you see, and it talks about how love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious, it's not boastful, love is not proud, it's not rude, love is not selfish, it's not self-seeking, it is not angered, it doesn't keep record of wrongdoings. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love protects. It trusts. Love always hopes. And it perseveres. And love doesn't fail. With our prophecy, there are teeth. See, with our tongues, they will be killed. Where there is now, and you will fall away. But we know in part. When perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. And so, God gives us a commandment. In John 13, verse 35. Maybe a verse next to it. But in John, Jesus said, this is my command, my mandate, that you love one another so that your joy may be full. Another verse, John 13:35 says, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for each other. And you got to love them, whether you like them or not. We're required to love everyone. The Bible says, so they live in, so this person that used to be my friend, now they're living in sin, and maybe I did totally turn away from them and I got them out of my life. Well, do you love them? Gotta look at that and say, though I may not love the sin, do I love them? You have to love everybody. You don't have to like everybody. People I don't like, I still gotta love them. You're not gonna like everybody, period, 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 period. Guaranteed. But you don't have to love everybody. And it says that love is a great thing. And that love is very important. We have to live in love. We have to walk in love. We don't have a choice. That doesn't mean, love doesn't mean you always agree with everything that the person says. Love knows no bounds. Love is kind. Love is patient. If you love your husband, you're patient with them. If you love your kids, you're patient with them to a degree. And I know some of you parents, you know, you may say, kiddo, you're messing with my patience. Well, even though you still got to love them. And of course, your children are supposed to be they're the blessing of the Lord. They are. And of course, you should love your parents. I love mine. My mom, my dad. And even my brother. Love them. And I don't mean like that sarcastic, I love you too. That sarcastic attitude that some of you might have heard. But then we, of course, we have the fruit of the Spirit. Again, from the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, long-suffering, and then one other one. And then I have to look at that. Against such there is no law. And speaking of the whole peace, love, and joy thing, there was one time, of course, listeners, once in a while I should tell you a little more of my donut stuff once in a while, listeners, it's been a while, but of course I am a donut connoisseur. And one of my favorite donuts, listeners, you see, is a donut that has peanut butter and jelly on. Now, there's a couple of different places that I like that makes those. One of them is in, it's a place called Donna's Donuts down there in the Flint area. Another is this place called it is called Buttercrust Bakery in Bridgeport, just south of Saginaw. Both of them are called the Peanut Butter and Jelly Donut, PBJ. And then I thought about something. What about the Peace, Love, and Joy Donut? What I think that would be like the peanut butter would be like the peace. It's just sweet. And then you have the joy, which is like that jelly. Sometimes you just gotta pray that it stays off your shirt. And hope that it doesn't go on the napkin either, because you want to eat all that thing. And then, of course, you got the love, which in my mind is that wonderful. Maybe it has some cinnamon on it or something like that. You say, what about if there's nuts on them? What are they? I don't know. But it's like love knows no bounds. Love is patient. Helps keep everything together. Doesn't that make sense, though, that love is like that bun? That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That love is like that bun. That love is like that bun, like the bread part, the doughy part of the donut. Now, my mom likes to call it a do-not. I think it's hilarious when she does it, but she does. And, of course, I love me a good donut. And what I was saying, you know, if you have peace, joy, and love in your life, you got to have the peace of God. You know, you got to have joy. And you can't let the devil steal your joy. The devil wants to steal your joy from you. The devil wants you to be depressed. The devil wants you mad. The devil wants you uptight. He wants you tense. He wants you, in peace. He doesn't want you to have that. Love. He wants you to hate. And when it's easy to love, you know, we have the love of God in us. And I think of the song that they sing every once in a while at Rodney Howard Brown's, that talks about how we have love, grace, peace, power, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to sing it soon. Just got to work on it a little bit, either tomorrow night or Monday. Very soon. I love it. And it's like the peace. It's like a river never running dry. It'd be like if there was this big, you know, this wonderful Coke fountain that you could just go drink from. You know, like this big waterfall somewhere. And it was all Coke, like maybe it was like the water fountain at the community center. I mean, the Mushroom at the Mountain Community Center, maybe something like that. And it has like high pressure on it. And never running dry, of course. And it's always sweet, fizzy. Woo! Dear Lord, may heaven have that for me. Preferably like vanilla flavored. Maybe a chocolate one, too. Or cherry. What about peanut butter? Or do you not feel so good about that? Peanut butter soda.
I don't think that would be very good. Personally.
Who knows? Maybe it would be. But then again, because peanut butter is like, it's like all cream. There's not much liquid to it. That's part of why. Because like it's all cream but no liquid.
Yeah.
It's like, is a good way to put it? Like it'd be like a dry liquid. You know what I mean?
I feel like it'd be more like a smoothie, if anything, for a peanut butter drink.
Maybe as a shake, sure. As a shake, of course, but not the soda. But you know, all this other stuff. Maybe an apple cider soda, carbonated apple cider river. That might be good, right?
Maybe.
Or it's never running dry, you know, and that heavenly, sweet, you know, and you just got the wonderful. I'm understanding that's what the peace of God. When you have the Holy Spirit in you, and you got the different, and you got the fruit of the Spirit in your life also. And we're going to be dealing with the fruit of the Spirit as well. Tomorrow night, though, we're going to, I think I'm going to do the fruit of the Spirit Monday night. Tomorrow night, we are going to deal with speaking in tongues. And then another night soon, I'm going to talk about being led by the Spirit of God. As we're just doing a series right now on the Holy Spirit. And what is he? You know, what all does he do for us? All we'll even talk about, can we always hear him when he speaks to us? Is it always audible? Or does he just speak to another way? And we'll talk about some of that. As I just love the Holy Spirit. I truly do. And of course, one of the things he gives you, of course, is the discernment of spirits. So be able to discern whether it's good or not good. Is that God? Is that not God? Because just because it's good doesn't mean it's God. Heavenly Father, we're going to close. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for all of the great gifts of your Holy Spirit, that we would put them to use, Lord God. And I thank you for that you always dwell in us. And I thank you for all the other things as we go through the series that we're going to explore about your Holy Spirit. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Now, tonight in sports, you have the Titans taking on the Bills. My prediction, Titanic, 34. Billy Bob, 24. Once again, that's 34-24, Titans over the Bills. Tomorrow night, we're going to be discussing a Midland game at home, a big Dow-Mount Pleasant matchup in Mount Pleasant, a Lions game, and Michigan State, the Big Ten, starting up play on the 24th. All right, until next time, folks. God first, God always. So long, everybody.